Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah.
But I like the other ways you added it up. Now, when it, after you do all that, now what you do with the birthday?
Well, so the next thing, I look into the birthday, right? After I get there.
Wait. You said, didn't you say, are you about to do the month? Like how you just said the month was the first 25 years?
Right. So now another thing you want to do, right? You want to look at the month and how it applies to the life path number, right? You want to use that connection. So
that would be for you, it would be 3-7.
Yeah, the three and seven connection, right? What type of things will happen with that 3 and 7? Well, that pretty much, so like if I'm talking about my life path, the life path has a lot to do with my life path number, has a lot to do with truth, secrets, learning how to be more secretive, learning how to finding out what truth is, learning to be more of a loner, learning how to keep things to myself, being able to see things from different perspectives. That's just being more analytical when it comes to people and places and situations. Well, for someone that's born in the month of March like I am, the number 3 likes to talk. So if your life path, if you're life path 7 and you're born in part of your journey is to learn how to be more secretive. Well, if you're born in March, you talking too much is going to put you in situations where you should have kept your mouth shut. And if not, you're going to have to learn a lesson through it, which I definitely did. Like my mouth used to get me in trouble. I get in trouble for cursing, but it also gives insights into some of the things I had to endure where I told somebody a secret and then they started using it against me.
And so the month you was born is equivalent to what now again?
The first 28 years of your life.
All right.
The day that you're born is from ages 28 to 56. And then the year that you're born kicks in at the age of 56 until you transition, right? And I tell people, look at the numbers like a muscle, right? So if that number 6, right, me being born on the 24th.
The second Saturn return
uh-huh.
happens in between the ages of around 56 to 60.
Okay. Yeah.
So, which would be the day, somewhere around the ending of the day period.
Okay.
So, you remember how you said the month? And I was like, oh, that's the first Saturn return.
Yeah.
Well, look like for the day number is right. It covers right before the second Saturn return.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, and I tell people like the I don't know a lot about astrology, right? I know you do, right? If any, but they brother and sister or cousins, whatever you want to say, it goes hand to hand.
Well, I think I told you one time, I don't know if you know how you was doing readings for people one day.
Yeah.
And they was putting their birthdays up there.
Yeah.
And when you were doing their numerology, I pulled up their astrology.
Yeah.
And so I'll just listen to you talk. And I was looking at their chart. And it was on point.
Yeah.
So
if you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. brothers gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.